Welcome back to the Everyman Tales. I'm so glad you have found me. Just a reminder, you're going to hear stories here that are appropriate for daytime, road trips, bedtime, downtime, uptime, fun time, and sometimes thinking time. Get ready to engage your imagination. Get ready for the Everyman Tales. Titus couldn't remember how many times he'd found himself in this very situation. Surrounded by trees in the middle of the forest with the sun slowly setting and darkness right around the corner. He wasn't sure he'd be able to make it home in time for dinner, but one thing he knew was if he didn't start now, he'd never make it before dark. He thought he remembered the way he had wandered into the forest, but like all the other times before, he had become enraptured with a bird or a frog or some type of adventure, swinging from vines, climbing trees, and before he knew it, he was in the middle of the forest, surrounded by trees with the sun about to go down. He was pretty sure he had gone back by that vine and through the bushes, crossed a creek, gone over the hill, through the old graveyard, and then topped the mountaintop. But he wasn't quite sure if that was the way he had gone this time, or if that was a way he had gone one time previously and ended up further away from home than he had planned. But he knew he had to do something now, so he set his face to the east and started walking. No distractions now. His stomach was rumbling. He knew it was almost time for dinner, and if he didn't keep those feet moving and stay on task... What was that he heard? Was that something in the bushes? It could have been a rabbit. Nope. No time for rabbits. Straight home. That's all he knew. He trudged through the bushes, went across the creek. What was that? A tadpole. He loves tadpoles. He scrunched down, scooped his fingers in the water. Wait, his stomach rumbled. Nope, no time for tadpoles. Gotta stay on task. Titus trekked his way through the creek to the other side and up the mountains towards the old graveyard. It was an old, grown-over graveyard. You couldn't even read the writing on the tombstones, but they were obviously set in a row, in a pattern, at a time long gone. He oftentimes had tried to make out exactly what the writing said, but he couldn't quite discern the letters or numbers, names, or even any of the inscriptions at all. But as he hiked through this time, one particular tombstone caught his eye. He tiptoed over to it, still set to make it home in time for dinner, but he did see what he thought was two letters. He looked carefully. And he saw the letters T-I. Now, Titus was young, but he knew very well what his name started with, and it was a T and an I. He focused in on the other letters. He took his pocket knife out of his pocket and tried to scratch off some of the moss and dust and overgrowth. He still couldn't make out any of the letters, so he decided next time he came through here, he was going to bring something where he could brush off all the extra stuff and see exactly what that writing said. He marked where it was. It was three from the top and two from the left, so he knew exactly which one he would be going for. Then he set his nose towards his house, he thought, and started back through the forest. Titus was getting tired. He could feel the cold setting and the fog beginning to rise from the ground. He tried to get an eyeball on where the sun was. It had gone behind the tree line and behind the mountain. Darkness was approaching quickly. He looked and saw the half moon right in front of him coming up over the hillside, and he knew he was headed east. He made it through the evergreen grove without becoming distracted by the easily climbable tree limbs this time. Many times he had climbed up those tree limbs and looked in every direction as far as the eye could see. He had seen, unbeknownst to them, deer, bear, groundhogs, hawks in flight, and one time he even believed he spied a wolf, but he couldn't have been sure. But there was, again, no time for tree climbing at this point. His stomach and even his energy level were reminding him that he was about to miss his dinner. He started to hike to the top of the mountain, knowing that that was where the trail that led down to the cabin was. He hiked upwards and, burning more calories, felt his energy level waning. He decided to take what he thought was a shortcut, so he hiked off to the left, across the ravine, and began to bushwhack. Now, he was no fan of bushwhacking. He had gotten tangled up in weeds and bushes and briars before, and he knew how disoriented he could become when he decided to bushwhack without knowing where he was going. But he thought he saw the wisp of smoke from the chimney at the cabin through the trees, and knew that that wisp of smoke meant dinner was close at hand. He had never been this particular way before, and had to be extremely careful to watch where he was going. As he walked through the bushes, he took a step and heard something under his foot. It sounded hollow, almost like it was creaking. He put all his weight on it, and then put the other foot in front of him and felt the same thing. He realized he was standing on something, but he couldn't tell what. The instant he realized what it was, the wood cracked and gave way beneath him. Titus was tumbling in a free fall in a vacant mine shaft. He didn't fall terribly long, but when he hit, he didn't know where the ground was, and he landed with a heavy thud. He looked up, 20, 30 feet above him, and he saw the hole through which he had fallen. Titus quickly looked around. He realized he was totally in the dark, and then remembered the small flashlight he always carried with him when he would go hiking through the woods. Titus was always looking into holes, shining it into streams, and just in case it got dark, he had his trusty flashlight with him. He turned it on and looked around to assess his situation. He quickly saw there were two different paths out. One was straight up. He could try to climb it, but he realized that when he fell, he had reached out instinctively and slowed his fall by grabbing onto things with his arms and legs, the multiple roots and things that were sticking out of the mine shaft. That's how he had fallen so far without truly injuring himself. The other way, possibly out, but possibly getting him more lost, was through a tunnel directly in front of him. He had to squat slightly to go through it, but he had no idea where it went or if it would provide any escape from his current predicament. Titus took a moment, prayed that God would give him wisdom, and set off down the tunnel. Titus had no idea the adventure that lay ahead of him. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Everyman Tales. I'm Everyman, and who knows what's going to happen to Titus next? I guess you'll just have to tune in next time to find out. Again, I'm so glad you have found me. Be sure to like and share all my episodes, and please tune in on one of the podcast streaming apps that I broadcast on. Google Podcasts, the Podbean app, of course, which is my hosting site, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Alexa, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podchaser, and BoomPlay. And you can always just Google the Everyman Tales podcast if you want to find somewhere where you can go to hear a good story. I hope you've enjoyed our tale tonight, and always remember to engage your imagination when you listen to the Everyman Tales.